These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Expect some rain and temperatures in the mid-80s. Let's get things started with Hurricane Ian. Florida's largest power provider says thousands of customers should have their electricity return in early October. Most Florida Power and Light customers can expect electricity to return by October 9th or sooner. The company said 600,000 customers remain without power. Most connections can be repaired, but FPL has to rebuild in areas along the southwest of Florida that experienced the most damage from Ian. That could take weeks or months. Power is back for all of South Florida, including Monroe, Miami-Dade, Broward and Palm Beach counties. In food news, the Bazaar restaurant opened a decade ago in the SLS South Beach. Now diners will have 6 more months to enjoy it. The Bazaar will close in March 2023. There is no announcement on what restaurant will replace it. It is Jose Andres' only remaining restaurant in South Florida. When Bazaar opened in 2012, Andres had yet to become an international figure and a Nobel Peace Prize nominee for his charity World Central Kitchen. He was simply one of the best chefs in the world. For more on where to go around town, go to miami.com. In South Beach, a large wave swept people off a sidewalk that leads to the South Point Park Pier after Hurricane Ian passed. It sent 6 people to the hospital with minor injuries. 4 women and 2 men were injured. A high surf advisory was in effect at the time, and Miami Beach was running double red flags citywide, meaning the ocean was closed to the public. While South Florida was spared the major impacts of Hurricane Ian, king tides, which pushed sea levels a foot or two higher than normal, were expected. In City Hall, after briefing residents on potential threats from Hurricane Ian, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez flew to New York City for a fundraiser to support his potential 2024 run for president. As first reported by the New York Post, Suarez was in New York for a luncheon supporting his political committee, Agenda for America. A Suarez spokesperson said the risk from Ian for Miami was low enough that the mayor felt comfortable sticking with his travel plans. And finally, in sports, the consultant involved in Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's concussion check during the Buffalo Bills game in September has been fired by the NFL Players Association. The union found the person made multiple mistakes in the evaluation. During the next game, Tagovailoa sustained a concussion and was carted off the field on a stretcher in the Dolphins' loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. That has sparked more questions about why he played just 4 days after hitting his head against the Bills. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com and stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.